Negotiations with casino operators MGM Resorts and Penn National Gaming are underway, according to the Chicago-based attorney Cesar Frelick, whose firm has been hired by the city to serve as its lead casino consultant. Frelick said the goal remains to seal a deal or deals in time to get the casino development issue to Springfield voters on June 25th.
So there's a lot of moving pieces, but yeah, we're shooting for that date. We think it's obtainable, assuming nothing goes wrong, so it's got to hit just right.
The time frame is tight. The Springfield City Council must ratify the deal, or host community agreement as it's called, before a voter referendum is called for. State law requires at least a 60-day period from the time a host community agreement is ratified to when it goes before voters. City Council President James Ferrara said the council will not be rushed in its due diligence on the casino development.
The council will not ratify any host agreement until after 30 days of review, minimal 30 days of review. The council has directed that they want time to review it, they want time to digest it, and to hear some feedback from the community.
MGM Resorts and Penn National have proposed competing resort casino developments in different parts of the city's downtown. MGM's project is in the South End and Penn National in the North End. Both companies have campaigned to build community support for their projects. Both have made promises about jobs and civic improvements. Frelick said the host community agreement will hold the companies to their words.
And there are very firm remedies and dollar amounts that they would be required to pay if they don't comply with those contractual obligations. So there's going to be nothing left to chance. It isn't going to be, gee, I hope they do that. It will be a contractual obligation to do it.
The host community agreement will require the casino operator to pay for infrastructure improvements, such as expanded water and sewer pipes or widening streets that are directly impacted by the casino development. Frelick said the city will also ask for a lump sum of money, but will not commit the casino companies to pay for specific projects, such as parks or senior centers.
These aren't panaceas for all the problems of the city, and that's not going to happen. You're not going to solve all your park problems, your homeless problems, every crime problem, et cetera, with one casino. It doesn't happen. On the other hand, you know, they contribute a substantial amount of both cash, employment, and other things that clearly improved a lot in life.
City councilors had been soliciting suggestions for spending the casino windfall and received dozens of proposals. At a meeting of the council's casino committee last night, several residents showed up to offer suggestions. Frank Ryan said the wealth should be spread around to all city neighborhoods.
I specifically am requesting for East Forest Park an all-inclusive community center, senior center, library, media center, whatever you call it, but a building where cultural, educational, and community activities can be presented.
Jose Claudio suggested a three-way split of the casino money.
It should go to the school department for the education, it should go for safety, and it also should go for the general fund to help the residents of Springfield.
Although the administration of Mayor Dominic Sarno pledged transparency in the casino competition, the negotiations with the casino operators are being tightly guarded. Not only are the operators competing against each other for development rights in Springfield, but there is competition with two other casino projects in the region. Mohegan Sun is proposing a casino in Palmer, and Hard Rock International wants to build a resort on part of the Big E Fairgrounds in West Springfield. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission will award just one casino license in western Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.